All right, well, I think it's time for us to get underway with our second hour, and we welcome a mezzo-soprano who is Ramona Benson. Ramona is a 12th grade student at Ferris High School, and her teacher is Cynthia Romoff. She's been studying voice for 2 years. And she's going to go for swinging for the fences here because she's going to sing an aria by Giuseppe Verdi. And it's called Lo Spazzocamino, meaning the chimney sweep. This is Ramona Benson.
Son d'aspetto brutto e nero, tengo ognun che mi vien presso. Sono Davide malmesso, sempre scalzo intorno io vo. Ah, dimmi chi sia più lieto sulla terra, te non so. Spazzacamin, signore, signore, lo spazzacamin ti salva dal fuoco.
Ramona Benson and music of Giuseppe Verdi. Oh, so many things to call, so many questions I have right about now. Let's start with your song. Is it a standalone song, an art song, or is it part of
I
a
think it is just a standalone
Oh, okay.
art song, yeah.
And have you researched the lyric and what you're singing about?
Yes, it is. I'm playing a chimney sweep who is really desperate to get some business. So he's pretending that his life is amazing and telling everybody that one of the lyrics is that he gets to walk through bedrooms of very rich customers. And so he's trying to lure in some people to tell him, like, my life is awesome. So that's what I'm saying about.
It's a wonderful song, and you can get that spirit. And you also have a way of showing it with your face as well,
you.
Which is just really, really marvelous.
Thank you.
And you've been studying for a couple of years. Was there something that specifically motivated you to start studying voice?
Well, I really started... was really studying during COVID when we didn't really have any opportunities.
I've been hearing
to make
a lot
art.
About COVID
yeah.
this morning. Yeah, proceed.
We didn't have a lot of opportunities to make art, and I just found a lot of peace being able to sing. And then my voice teacher and I were kind of on and off, and then I didn't really start studying with her consistently until last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of been my for fun.
All right,
yeah.
sure. Well, yeah, which leads me to my next thing. You are a 12th grader,
mm-hmm.
and you're moving on, and you know that you're going to be attending Concordia College.
Yes.
Where?
Moorhead, Minnesota.
In Moorhead,
mm-hmm.
okay. The Fount.
Yes.
From which all streams flow. And you are going to study percussion?
Yes, percussion performance.
Okay. Now, that's what you get to explain to me next, is your background in percussion. Was it something that you just took a liking to at some point?
Yeah, I actually went to a winter concert at Ferris, and I saw the advanced percussion ensemble playing, and I just thought, I want to do that.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing it ever since, and I don't think I want to do anything else.
Oh, very good. Well, you know, the world always needs percussionists.
Yes.
Are you more fond of any particular family within the percussion world, or?
Gosh, I don't know. Are you really mad for
pitched percussion, or you want to become a timpanist, or?
Currently, I think my favorite is timpani,
mm-hmm.
because I play it a lot, but it's really fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the timpani can be so important in mm-hmm. in pieces. And if that timpani stroke is at the right place at the right time,
yes.
the right dynamic, then
The world is great.
Mm-hmm. Ramona, our best to you, and thank you so much for coming by
and
singing.
Thank you for having
me. And thank you also to Carol Miyamoto for playing for you. All right. Very good. And the time here, we should check that, in the Inland Northwest is about 9 minutes past 11 o'clock. Let's move ahead here to our next performer and make sure I've got the right place here with Allison, yes? Okay, Allison Semler is a homeschooler, and she lives here in Spokane. She studies piano with Tawny Wright, and she's been studying for 6 years. And she's going to be playing for us something near and dear to my heart, a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach. This is the Little Prelude in E major. This is Allison Semler. Allison Semler, pianist, who played for us that little piece by Johann Sebastian Bach. And Allison, you've been studying for 6 years. And are there composers, is Bach one of your favorites, or are there other composers who you enjoy playing as much or more?
I like Mozart
mm-hmm.
and Bach.
All right, very good. And how are you with the whole practicing thing? Are you an eager practicer, a reluctant practicer, or someplace in the middle?
I'm probably someplace in the middle. It depends on the day, usually.
Ah, yes, yes. And you note down here that you also are a soccer player.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What team are you on?
I'm on Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a club team.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been playing soccer? Was that something that you started when you were just wee tiny?
I think I started when I was 6.
Uh-huh.
And then I wasn't playing club, and then I started like 3 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, Very good. And are there any other instruments that you play or a part of any other ensembles or anything like that?
I play flute for band, but I only started this year.
Okay, well, good for you. No, we can't have you on next year playing both at the same time, but or maybe you can work out a way to do that. That'd be pretty marvelous. Well, thank you, Allison. Very nicely played, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
And we're going to keep it all in the family, because next is Claire Semler. Claire is an eighth grader, and she likewise is homeschooled. Her teacher as well is Tawny Wright, and she's been studying now for 8 years. And I'm so glad that you picked this piece to play, a piece by Clara Schumann. We don't get to hear her work nearly enough. This is a little notturno, or nocturne, by Clara Schumann, played by Claire Semler. Claire Semler playing that music of Clara Schumann. What a gorgeous piece.
Thank you.
That is just so well played and just such a beautiful piece of music to start with. Have you played any other Clara Schumann besides that one piece?
I've sight read through a few pieces of hers just for fun, but I haven't actually played it like for competitions or anything.
So. Right. Okay. Yeah. No, this is a very marvelous performance. And how to ask this question. Are you a good sight reader? I guess. Obviously, if you're sight reading through Clara Schumann's music, you are no slouch in that department.
I would say I'm a pretty good sight reader. Uh-huh. I enjoy sight reading a lot, so I practice it a lot, so I'm pretty decent at it.
All right, very good. I imagine that it really does cut down on the time that it takes you to learn a piece.
Yeah, it does a lot. It's a really helpful skill to have when you're learning new music.
Right. You note down here that you also are interested in art.
Yep, I like doing watercolors and drawing and pastels, acrylics, that kind of thing.
All right. So enjoy that. And, I mean, you're just in the eighth grade, so you have plenty of time to let all of this stuff develop. But do you think you might like to do something with music in your larger life to come?
Yeah, I think so. I might be a music teacher part time or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm considering that.
All right.
It would be a fun thing to do.
Well, keep playing and keep reading through that music of Clara Schumann. I hope
thank
to
you.
Get to hear you again.
Yeah,
thanks for
thank
coming.
You.
That was Claire Semler, and you are listening to Spokane Public Radio and to our annual visit from participants in Music Fest Northwest, and we have now a. Another flutist for us, another student of Jennifer Slaughter, and her name is Nora Obel. Did I say that correctly? Good, thank you. Nora is from Spokane, and she is a student at the Tech at Bryant School, not too far from the studio here. And as I said, she studies with Jennifer Slaughter, the Spokane Symphony, and is going to be playing for us a piece by Leo Lester, Happy Times and Weeping Willow. Two pieces, yes? Okay, this is Nora Obel. Nora Obel playing that music of Leo Lester, Happy Times and Weeping Willow. And Nora, thank you for coming and playing for us. You can just tip it down. Just tip it down toward you. There you go. Nice work. And you've been studying the flute now for just a couple of years. You really enjoy it?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. And Jennifer Slaughter is a good teacher for you?
Yes.
All right. Very good. And are you one of those who finds it very easy to practice and you are ready to go anytime there's a couple of minutes to spare to play?
Yeah, I like to practice, and it's not that easy because flute is a hard instrument to play, but...
Sure, absolutely. Right. You make a note here on your page that you're also interested in art.
Yes.
Any particular kind?
I like drawing and mm-hmm. doodling, mm-hmm. and I also like painting.
Very yeah. good, yeah. And just to make it complete, another activity of yours is doing Irish dancing.
Yes.
Right. Now, where do you study that?
I go to the Heron Irish Dance Studio. Mm-hmm. It's on Perry.
Right, so. Right. What are some of the important things to remember in Irish dancing?
Well, you have to, like... In Irish dancing, you always keep your arms by your side. Mm-hmm. You never, like, move your arms around. And also, like, you need to have pointed toes and, like, straight knees. And it's very upbeat and bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How hard is it to keep your arms at your side? I know I would not do well in Irish dancing, I'm afraid, because my arms are kind of constantly in motion.
Yeah.
But do you find that a big challenge, or is it just...
It's not that difficult, because you just have to, like, have them like this.
No. All right. Well, I will. The next time I try it, I will really try to do that. Thank you very much, Nora, for being with us and playing for us today.
Thank you for having me.
Very good. All right. We move ahead now, and we get to hear from a violist. And her name is Bailey Jansons. She is a senior in college. And so we take a leap of a few years here from some of the sounds that we've been hearing. And she's at Whitworth University, where she studies viola with Phil Baldwin. And Tiffany Wong is her accompanist for today. And we're going to be hearing some music of the English composer Eric Coates, a piece of his called First Meeting.
Thank you.
Bailey Jansons, and that music by English composer Eric Coates. That was absolutely lovely. Come on over here, and you can tip that microphone up so it's closer to you. There you go. Excellent. What a lovely piece.
Thank you
for playing it. It is, I don't know, it conjures up images in my mind of a very elegant hotel lobby. People in small groups sitting around and conversing and lots of potted palms. Mm. It brings to mind a totally different era. You've been playing viola for a total of 6 years.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Very good. Why the viola?
I like the C string. I initially started on violin, but I like the lower, richer tones.
Sure.
Yeah,
the viola is it has a really wonderful heart to it, and you play it very, very well.
Thank you.
You studied with Phil Bulbman during your time at Woodworth?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And I asked this of the high school seniors earlier that I encountered. How about you? You are ready to launch from Woodworth, and what's next on your agenda?
I'm hoping to go into a master's in teaching.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Music?
English and history.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I hope that you continue with the viola. I hope it continues to be part of your life. And I notice in the notes that you left us here that you're going to do the Camino de Santiago.
Yeah, in September.
Wow, good for you. That will be a true experience and a wonderful kind of inflection point or punctuation before you start back into school.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Well, Bailey, thanks again for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
And I hope somewhere, sometime, I get to hear you play again.
Thanks.
All right. All right. Very good. And we will now move to Estelle Chang, another of our pianists for this day. She's from Spokane. She's in the sixth grade, and she's at the Libby Center here in Spokane. She's another of the students of Barbara Miller that we've been hearing from throughout the morning. And we are finally coming around to some music of Ludwig van Beethoven. So I'm going to hear now Estelle play 6 variations in G major, music of Beethoven. Thank you. Estelle Chang, our pianist here. And Estelle, if you want to have a word with me, come on over to the microphone and just tip it down a tiny bit there. I want to congratulate you. That was a very, very nice performance of that Beethoven piece.
Thank you.
A very difficult, tricky piece, especially in all the crosshand stuff that's going on in it. And your rhythms are just so very precise and clear. Congratulations to you, and congratulations to your teacher. And you write down here that you're as well a violinist and you dance ballet?
Yeah.
All right. Which one, do you have a favorite among those three, or are they all about the same?
They're all really fun.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad you're having fun with it. And congratulations to you and to your teacher, Barbara Miller. And thanks again for coming and playing for us.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. You are listening to Spokane Public Radio. This is the first day of our three-day celebration of Music Fest Northwest. And it's something we've been doing for over 20 years now, and it's just been a continuing delight to do this. It's a lot easier than it used to be. Our old studio, if some of you remember that, further up north on Monroe here, it was pretty much the size of a generous postage stamp. It was really difficult to get very many performers or audience members in that space. But now here at the Firehouse, we have room to stretch out just a little bit, and I think it's good for everybody, performers included. And we are celebrating the 80th anniversary of the founding of Music Fest Northwest. And we continue now with a pianist whose name is Grant Ruger. And Grant is from Spokane. He is in the first grade. So I think, Grant, you qualify as the youngest person to be playing the piano for us this morning. So it's really good to have you here. And he is a student of Yichun Chen, and he has been studying with her for a year and a half. And I mentioned that he's in the first grade, and that's at Lincoln Heights Elementary here in Spokane. The piece he's going to be playing for us is by Alexander Reinagel from the 19th century, and it's called Simple Song, followed by Minuet and Procession. This is pianist Grant Ruger. Thank you. Ruger, thank you so much. And Grant, if you can stand right behind the microphone there and tip it down so it's pointing a little bit. Go up high, go up high, go up high. And tip that part. There we go. Thank you, Anna. All right. Grant, very nice playing. Thank you. And what I really liked is that there was a lot of difference in the way that you played it, a lot of contrast. So there are some things that were big and loud and some things that are nice and soft. And is that something that you work with your teacher, Yichen Chen?
Yes.
All right, very good. Is playing the piano fun for you?
Yes.
All right. And are you eager to get home and practice every day?
Yes.
All right. Oh, good for you. And these pieces were not all that easy to play, but you did a very, very good job of it. So, Grant, thank you. Hope we get to listen to you again sometime. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. And we have our final performer of the day, and that would be Tia Lee, a pianist. She is 8 years old and is in the third grade at Hutton Elementary School here in Spokane. Her teacher as well is Yichen Chen, and she's going to be playing for us music of Johann Sebastian Bach. So a wonderful way to close things today with this music of Bach, a minuet in G minor. This is Tia Lee. Tia Lee and that music of Sebastian Bach from the Anna Magdalena Notebook, a little minuet in G minor there. Well, Tia, thank you for playing for us, and thank you for playing that piece for us. And was it a difficult piece for you to put together, or was it pretty easy?
It was in the middle.
In the middle someplace. Okay, that's oftentimes the case. Do you enjoy working with your teacher, Yichen?
Yes.
All right. Very good. And what are some of the other pieces? Remember some of the other things that you're working on right now with her?
Mm-hmm. Reflections in the Pool and A Little Spicy by Margaret Goldson.
Okay. Very good. That sounds like fun. You write that you are passionate about music, singing, dancing, animals, and debate. Let me ask you about a couple of those. What do you enjoy singing?
A lot of stuff.
A lot of the, okay, all right. Nothing in particular comes to mind that you enjoy saying. Okay, that's fine. Do you enjoy dancing also? That's something you just do at home for fun? Or is there a place where you actually study dance, learn how to dance?
Just for fun.
Just for fun, that's great. I noticed that the last thing you put down here was that you enjoy debate. Is that something that you have fun doing as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything that you like debating about?
I don't know.
Okay. Doesn't matter so much. But thank you for coming and playing for us today. It was very nicely done. Thanks, Tia.
You're welcome.
And thank you to Tia. Thank you to all of our young performers who came by today to play. And we will be back with you again tomorrow doing that, again with Music Fest Northwest. Just one more note on the festival before I turn it back over to Henry in the control room, and maybe just a touch more music to get us closer to the top of the hour. Music Fest Northwest, as I mentioned, started as the Allied Arts Festival, Music and Allied Arts. And since its beginnings back in 1945, some 80,000 young musicians, artists, and dancers from first grade through adult have participated in the festival. During the 1950s, there was even an accordion category. And from the 50s into the early 70s, visual arts was among the divisions and included artists like the legendary Harold Bellaise as an adjudicator. In the newspaper, archives for the festival was often front page news, highlighting visiting adjudicators from all over the U.S., student performances in all categories, along with the featured alumni such as Thomas Hampson, who went on to be one of the world's great baritones. Well, the distinguished history, and we are delighted to be part of it. We'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow with more from Music Fest Northwest. Cheers for 80 years.